I'm Shelley Delaney, and my next couple guests are here from the Juno Arts and Humanities Council to talk about an upcoming workshop and some other activities. So joining us now, I have Rochelle Bonet. Hi, Rochelle.
Hello, thanks for having us.
Of course, and Laura Maiko. Hi, Laura.
Hey, thanks, Shelley.
Yeah, Rochelle, let's start with you. Would you please introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about what you do at the JAC?
Sure. My name's Rochelle Bonet. I am an employee at the Arts Council. My primary responsibility there is doing marketing and media, and I also work directly with Laura on the gallery program.
And Laura, you're next. Would you please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do?
Yeah, I'm Laura Maiko, and I am the artist program manager, and I work with artists and vendors from anything with the gallery. We have a gallery in both the JAC and Centennial Hall, and then we have lobby shops at both the JAC and Centennial Hall, and then markets.
And you've both worked at the JAC for a little while, but I'm curious as to what your experience has been like working for the JAC through COVID. Was it challenging to stay engaged with the art scene?
I'll say this, I've never met a group of people who are more willing to do whatever they can do to keep the show on the road. We've had to make a lot of changes because of COVID. We've done a lot of online stuff. We've done a lot of partly in person, partly not in person. Our whole staff is very COVID conscious, but the show must go on. And I think the JAC has really showed that to be true during this time.
Rochelle, what would you add to that?
Yeah, I would echo what Laura said and just say that we have had the opportunity to learn a whole new various types of software. Like, we transitioned to a virtual gallery instead of having our in-person shows. We've started doing a lot of our programming virtually, and we still are kind of doing hybrid programs. And I think that's something that will continue to happen after COVID's over.
Do you feel like public responded pretty well to your to moving things to an online platform, your virtual galleries, your hybrid events?
I think so. I think, you know, to an extent, we've all had to deal with Zoom fatigue. But I think especially at first, when people were looking for things to do and looking for ways to stay engaged with the arts, that the public responded very well to our transition.
And are you both back in your offices, back in the JAC?
We are.
We are.
That must feel pretty good. And speaking of being back, we've slowly started to come back together for in-person events, and gallery walk last weekend was a big one. How did that go for you and your team there?
I think it went really well. We're one of the few places right now that are checking vaccination cards and also making people wear masks. I know everybody at Gallery Walk did a little bit of a different thing depending on what they felt comfortable with. But even if someone isn't vaccinated, they're still able to come and visit the show just on a day that we're not having an active event. So if you're not vaccinated, you still have opportunities to see the art at the JAC. And I think it went really well. Everyone felt really safe. And I think that it, you know, things are coming back. And as numbers go down, hopefully we'll be able to change some guidelines with that too.
All right. So I understand that there is a workshop coming up for the JAC that will be held there, and some other activities as well. So I wanted to talk a little bit about what's on the calendar. So let's start with the workshop. I understand there's been a change of date. So I'm not sure who wants to tell me about that.
I'll talk about it a little bit. So we are going to be having an in-person workshop at the Juno Arts and Culture Center. We were originally planning to offer two nights, but we have just made the decision earlier this afternoon to have one workshop on Thursday, December 16th. It's from 5 to 7 p.m. Tickets are $45, and that includes the cost of supplies. And again, that'll be over at the Juno Arts and Culture Center. We have limited tickets available for this as part of our mitigation plan. Only 20 are available so that everybody can sort of safely socially distance. We're asking folks to wear masks, and we will be asking to see proof of vaccination for anybody that attends the event. We are having a local artist. Her name's Malika Michaela. She's going to be coming in and she's going to be teaching this workshop using potatoes and other items that you may already have around your house. So she'll be showing people how to block print with potatoes and walking you through the process of creating a positive and negative space, doing patterning, and how to prepare a workspace at home so that you can continue to do block printing experiments.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. And, you know, it's the perfect time for the holidays, but also this is something that you can do year-round for any occasion that calls for gift wrap.
I'm sure there's other uses for it, too, but that is pretty cool. I'm always wondering how I can make my own cards or gift wrap, or, you know, just the less you have to buy, the better, right?
Absolutely.
Anything else on the Jack calendar that you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, on December 18th, we have our in-person event called Stuffed. It is a $25 and less market. It's for all the people that need to get a few more things for the holidays, but they've already, you know, I think by mid-December, everyone's already like tired of spending so much money. So it's a market that's geared towards lower priced items. We have a lot of people who do this because it is such a successful market and they're willing to mark down their stuff a little bit more. So we have Bronze Betty Finery, we got Tide Watcher, we got I'm So Busy AK. I don't know if you know them, but they make these great mason jar koozies. They're amazing. We have Lottie's Eye, Tail Feathers, The Bear House, Pruitt's Products. Everybody here is, it's all handmade. It's all makers. It's all made in Alaska. It's a really, really awesome market.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun and like a lot of great gift ideas there. I'm guessing it's kind of like maybe stocking stuffers is the theme, but I just like the idea of lower priced gifts. That's pretty rad.
Lower price, but also made in Alaska. You know, you can tell people like, oh, I got these earrings for you. And they're, you know, handmade by someone who lives down my street. And I think that's kind of the best part, too.
Well,
and it's going to be happening from 10.
We might have lost Laura there. Rochelle, can you recap the events for us or the details of Stuffed for us, please?
Sure. Yeah, Stuffed is scheduled for Saturday the 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that's also going to be over at the Jack in the main hall and probably in the gallery and lobby areas.
Oh, terrific. Well, both the gift wrapping event and Stuffed with locally made lower price gifts, they both sound like terrific ways to prepare for the holidays and DIY and shop local. So thanks both of you for offering those great workshops. Is there anything else that you want to talk about today?
We're open. Come visit us. We're open from, our buildings are open from Tuesday through Friday. And sometimes you'll have to ring the doorbell if it's windy or if you're coming to Centennial Hall, but we're around, we're back.
Oh, great to hear. Laura Maiko and Rochelle Bonet, thank you so much for being on the show with me today. It was great to chat with you.
Thanks, Shelley.
Take care and happy holidays.
You as well.